Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our hearts with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise be unto God. Today is another wonderful day in the Lord, and I'm so glad to see you here. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And we thank God so much for the opportunity, to be with you. And good morning to you, beloved. Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, my love. How are you?
I am well. My internet is acting a little wacky right now. So, let's just hope it works.
Well, listen, that's interesting that you said that because I cannot get the internet on my desktop. I can't.
Oh,
I am.
Okay.
I had to pull the studio up on my phone. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It would not.
Oh, okay.
Would not go through on the desktop. So I totally understand. Totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning again to you folks. And as you can see, we both have internet trouble going on today. But praise God again for technology. I was able to pull the studio up on the phone, and I'm very thankful for that. So in the name of Jesus, we bind up the trick of the enemy, bind it up, because mine keeps telling me I have no internet connection, and yet it tells me from the internet button on here that I am connected. But, but when I try to get online, it says there is no connection, so... Anyhow, good morning to Joyce. Good morning to Joyce, our longest standing follower. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. God bless you, woman of God. To her daughter, Tamika. Good morning, Tamika. I pray that God is continuing to bless you, dear heart. I didn't hear the show, but I saw that you were on somebody's show on Thursday or Friday, that you were on someone's show. I am sure it was a mighty success. So congratulations to you as you shared the things that you shared on the air. Thank you again for helping me get started. And good morning to Isaiah in New York, Pennsylvania, and Isaiah in Chicago, to Prophetess Dawn, Prophetess Kim, to Prophet Crawford, we have praise be unto God, and right now a couple of names I just started to mention, they haven't chimed in yet, but they come on. But to Michelle, God bless you, woman of God. And we do thank you. You're a fairly new listener, and you've been on now for about 2 months, and so thank you to you. Good morning to Joyce in New York. God bless you, woman of God. I know that all is well with you. Praise God. So just good morning to our regular listeners. That's what it boils down to. Good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr, who used to be our co-host and has branched off from us to be the host of his own shows, and he's on 2 days a week, and we say, good morning to him. And I'm thanking God again for the opportunity to be with y'all on this lovely day, Okay, Tabika, was there anyone you wanted to address, honey, before we pray?
Well, just want to say good morning to our callers. Today is a beautiful day outside, it looks like. So I just hope that everybody is going to get out and at least get a breath of fresh air, enjoy the nice weather, So just be safe when you go out there and watch for your surroundings, because a lot of things are happening around us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we are not paying attention. So just make sure, I'm not saying live in fear. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying when you're out, look around, look and see who's doing what. Just pay attention and don't become paranoid over stuff. Just pay attention to your surroundings. So again, thank you for joining us on today, and we pray that you have an awesome weekend.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and open in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you, we honor you, we bless you, we magnify your holy name, because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, and there is none like you. We thank you, Father, for this is the day that you have made, Lord God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We ask for forgiveness of any of our sins, O God, or any sins, Lord, that we have committed. We ask for forgiveness. And, Lord, beyond asking for forgiveness, I pray for the spirit of repentance to be upon us, that we would turn away from those things that are sinful, Lord God. We would turn away from them, and we would truly come running back to you, Lord God, to be restored in your image, Lord God, to be restored. So I do thank you that you provided grace and mercy to keep us, O God, and not kill us at the point of our sins, Lord. We thank you for this in the name of Jesus. We do thank you. It is because of him, Lord God, that you are even as merciful with us as you are. But we thank you. However, we do thank you. We don't want to go throughout this day without thanking you for what you've done. Father, also, because you are such a forgiving God and the Holy Spirit lives within us, you've given us the ability to forgive others for what they've done to us. And so we choose to forgive, Lord, anybody that has hurt us, harmed us, deceived us in any way, shape, or form, anyone that has offended us. Lord, the slightest thing that could come between us and someone else, we are consciously, on purpose, forgiving them, Lord. We're forgiving them, and we release them into your hands, Lord. But we forgive them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to do what your word tells us to do. So, Father God, as I pray here today for my listeners, Lord God, on this line, I pray that every single need that they have is met, whether it be salvation, whether it be financial, whether it is healing, deliverance, Lord God, restoration, restoring in every way, whether it's spiritual revival, Lord God, whatever it is that is needed, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And so we're asking you, Lord God, to provide the needs of the people that are calling in on this line. Lord, I thank you as you keep us safe and sound, Lord God. Just as Minister Tabika said, that we must watch our surroundings. As we watch as much as we can, Lord God, with our natural eye, I'm asking you to dispatch angels, O God, to be on guard, to keep us covered, O God, seeing in the directions that we aren't looking, Lord God, preventing things from happening to us, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you have supplied angels for us and that we can call on the angels, Lord God, to take care of us. We can call on them, Lord. So I ask you to dispatch angels on every last one of us on our behalf. Dispatch the angels, Lord God. Take them off the unemployment line. Put them to work for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask for those that are having mental stress this morning, that the pressure, Lord God, would be released mentally off their minds, that you are such a mind regulator that you're able to regulate that. So those that are in depression and oppression, Lord God, thinking suicide, all the things that come along with that, Lord God, Father, touch their minds. Breathe on them, O God, and breathe away, Lord God, the slavery, Lord God, the bondage of mental illness, O God. Do it that you would be glorified and that they would be blessed, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that we shall walk in the fullness of your glory as we surrender everything unto you. So let nothing, Lord God, that we have done or said stand between you completing what you started in us. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord God, I thank you that we can trust in you. I praise your holy name, Master. I praise your holy name. Lord God, that we give you all the glory and the honor. We give it unto you, Lord. And we thank you for what you are doing for us. We ask these blessings in Jesus' awesome, magnificent, matchless, unfailing name. We ask these things. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Well, beloved, today, we're going to talk about the love versus lust, or lust versus love. Yes, Isaiah, you won. We will be talking about that today. Amen, amen. So I was holding a discussion with Isaiah last night, and so we were talking about, you know, the difference between lust and love. And so that is what we're going to be sharing with you today. And I want to start with the fact that a lot of people don't know the difference between lust and love. They don't know the difference, and there is a very, very distinct difference between lust and love. Most of us, when we first get in a relationship with someone, we're in lust, and we mistake that for love. But we are in lust. And as the relationship goes on, you know, that's that honeymoon. Not so much the honeymoon. That is that rose-colored glasses time of our relationship. You know, where the person that we're with can do no wrong. We see no wrong. Everything is right about them. They're the most perfect person in the world. All of that stuff that we talk about when we first get in a relationship, and that's normally lust. An article that we pulled up, Minister Tabika pulled up for me, an article here, it says, as a psychiatrist, I've seen how intense sexual attraction is notorious for obliterating common sense and intuition in most sensible people. And she went on to state that the reason for this is because lust actually alters the state of consciousness that is programmed by the primal urge to procreate. And studies suggest that the brain in this phase is much like a brain on drugs. An MRI scan illustrates that the same area lights up when an addict gets a fix of cocaine as when a person is experienced in the intense lust of physical attraction. And I definitely have heard this, you know, for many, many years, that this is why the lust stage in a relationship, you know, goes and comes. But the same area in your brain that lights up, the same sensation that you get when you're high on cocaine, this is the same thing that happens when you even have sex, when you're climaxing, the same hormones, the same thing is going off in your brain that it does when you get a fix on cocaine. It's a high for us. And in the early stage of a relationship, when your sex hormones are raging, lust is fueled by idealization and projection. In other words, with projection and idealization, you see what you hope someone will be, or you see what you need them to be, rather than seeing the real person, flaws and all. And that is something that we must be mindful of. Lust, as I looked up the definition as well, is a very strong sexual desire, first and foremost. And then it is a strong desire for someone or something. Someone or something. The someone could be like a man to a female, you know, a very beautiful woman, voluptuous in her shape and so forth, and a man lusting after her. And that same feeling that he gets when he's lusting after this woman, you can take another man that has a love and a passion for cars, and this man will lust after the car. He will get that same urge that he gets when a man lusts after a woman. There are men that will die trying to protect their cars. And so, you know, so it's that type of lust. Lust is an uncontrolled or illicit desire. Someone having a passionate or overmastering desire or a craving for something. Craving for something, something that they see, they want to have. Normally is to have those things which have a visual appeal to them. So money having that appeal, possessions, people, you know, how we lust after people, we lust after power because we see in our minds what good it would be to have power. So to have this lustful attitude about things, this craving that we go through, and it can be addictive. It can be extremely, extremely addictive. And if you know that in the Bible, we talk about having dealing with the lust of the eye, and in dealing with the lust of the eye, again, as you heard what the definition is. So that lust of the eye is, again, is pointing back to those things that we see. And as whether we see them in our minds or see them in the natural state, the thing is that we have a visual contact with it, a visual contact. We're seeing something that we need or more so that we want. We're seeing it. And in doing so, we're craving it. We're wanting it so very, very bad. And that, my love, is lust. It is lust. You will see how people will act differently when it comes to the things that they lust after. The things that they lust after. So the difference here. Now let's look at some signs of love or not love right now. Let's look at the signs of lust. And we're dealing here, first of all, talking about more of it from the sexual point of view, physical, between two people. So signs of lust, and that's because we're going to discuss the difference between love and lust. So that's why we're doing the people thing right at this moment. Now, when you are totally focused on a person's looks and their body, that's what you're totally focused on. That is a sign of lust, not of love. That is a sign of lust. And if you find yourself interested in having sex but not having conversation, have any of you been in that position, praise be unto God, where all you wanted to do with someone is to be physically satisfied by them or for you to physically satisfy them? And you're not concerned about whether or not y'all can talk, you know, go places and do other things. You know, it's just constant sex, 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 sex. That's what you want. That's what you desire. That's what you crave. And listen, listen, beloved, listen, listen. When you are dealing with fantasizing over someone before you actually are connected to them or actually are physically intimate with them, your imagination, your fantasy about them, what it would be like to be with them, how it would feel, all of those things, feel, smell, taste, whatever the case may be, that is a lustful state that we're in at that time. And in the fantasizing about it, you know, they are everything that you dream them up to be. You know, they can do all of the things that you want them to do to you. You are able to do everything you want to do to them. In your mind, this person desires no one else but you. You desire them and about 15 other people, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. And all of this is dealing with your fantasy level. So you'd rather keep the relationship on a fantasy level and not discuss real feelings. You don't want your dreams, your fantasy, you don't want that ruined by dealing with the reality of a relationship. So you keep it in that fantasy stage. And that's where a lot of people, you know, in the very beginning of a relationship, that's that fantasy stage. You know, this is going to be great. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Also, when you're with someone and you're dealing from the place of lust, you want to leave since you're not living together. You want to leave soon after sex is over with, rather than cuddling with one another. And leaving doesn't necessarily mean leaving the place where you and she may be, because you might even be living together and, you know, and be in this lust stage. But so, you know, a lot of people, as soon as sex is over, they either want to go to the other room, they want to go watch TV, read a book. Some, of course, fall asleep right away, and rather than cuddling and talking, and if it's early in the morning, having breakfast together, whatever the case may be, you know, there are signs that you're not in love. And listen, 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 listen. Those people that love each other and a true relationship of love, you may do some of these same things too. But that's okay. That's okay. You know, you come to the place in your relationship where you can turn over right after you're finished and go to sleep. That is okay. You're married to one another. You know, you've been living together for a long time, whatever the case may be. So don't think right now from what I'm saying that if you and your mate turn your backs to each other once you're finished with intercourse, I am not saying that that is just a state of lust for you then. You may have lusted after each other, you know, for that period of time, but your relationship has gone deeper and has gone from a level of just lust. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of that. Okay. Now, also, you know, when we're doing these things that I just mentioned, it'll turn out that you are lovers more than friends. You are lovers. That's all y'all have in common. That's what you seek after. That's what y'all are doing and sharing with one another. It is not your desire for things to get any more than just that. But when love really enters into the picture, you want to spend quality time together other than just having sex. You want to spend time together. You want to do things together. You want to talk with one another. You know, you want to go places together. Not just you want to, you do those things. So you're not just in that lustful state of mind. You get so caught up in your conversations that you forget about the passing hours. You know, you could be sitting and talking to a friend, and this is talking specifically, you know, about someone that you have feelings for, you could be talking to them and you look up and find out, my God, we've been on the phone for 5 hours. Yes, it was 5 hours and it was all good conversation. Time just flew by. You didn't mind the time that you spent with each other because it was good. It was good time. It was good time. And you don't you want to honestly listen to each other's feelings and you want to make each other happy. There's nothing worse than being in a relationship where one person does all the talking and the other person has no choice but to listen to it. And when the other one that's listening wants to speak, the other one won't let them get a word in edgewise. They won't listen to what they have to say. They're ready to go and do something else after they already spilled their guts and so forth. That's not loving. That's not a good love sign. Good love sign is you really want to listen to each other's feelings and you want, you know, to help them to feel good about themselves. So that shows good feelings, good signs of love. You and the other person, you motivate each other to be a better person. And again, this is, you know, signs of love different from those of lust. You know, when you're lusting after somebody, you know, you just want to have them, have sex with them and so forth. And you're not caring whether they're a better person or not. You know, that's not what's on your heart at that time. You want to, with the lust thing, have sexual or physical gratification. And when you're in love with someone, you know, you want to share them with your family, your friends, and so forth. So these are some minor but big, signs of being loving someone, signs of love, and signs of lust. And all of us, since all of us are over 21, we all have experienced both things, signs of the love thing and also dealing with the lust thing. Let me see. I'm sorry. Also, please let me remind you that this is heart to heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Therefore, you have the opportunity to press 1 on your keypad and join in the conversation. Tell me about a time when you had to choose, you know, or you grew from that lust stage to the love stage. You were able to tell the difference after a while. You may have been in a lust stage, and when all of that wore off, you know, you immediately got out of the relationship or were looking how to get out of the relationship. So you had not yet married the person. Excuse me. You hadn't yet married the person, but, you know, you got out of what it was that you were involved in because the lust wore off. You were no more, you know, passionate about that whole thing. A lot of times we get in relationships and even when it's a thing dealing with sex, we imagine how sex is going to be with someone, and then we get into the relationship and have sex with them, and it's not what our fantasy was. It is not. And there you go from there. And you end up not wanting to be in that relationship any longer because what you fantasized about is not what you got. It's not what you got. And that could be very devastating to some people. It could be very devastating to some people. So be mindful of that as we're looking at relationships. Another challenge of a sexual attraction is learning to stay centered and listen to your gut in the early stages of being with someone. And this isn't easy in the midst of hormones surging, but it's essential to make healthy relationship decisions. It is very essential to make healthy relationship decisions. And to help keep your presence of mind when you are attracted to someone, let's look at a few tips that this doctor is giving. And she said, watch for that little voice in your gut that says danger or beware. Listen to that. Excuse me. There's so many times we get warnings about things, about people. We get warnings about them, and we don't pay attention to it because we have convinced ourselves that we are in love with them, that we definitely love them. And it was your lust that got you in that place. They said things and did things, and you began to lust after them physically. And in that time of lust, again, remember that you're imagining them being exactly what you need them to be. You're imagining them being the person that you need them to be. So you're in a state of lust. That's what you're in the state of. But watch for that little voice in your gut that says, beware, beware. This is not all that it is cracked up to be. So be very, very careful about it. And there have been situations where we don't pay attention to what our gut is saying to us, and we end up getting into a relationship that we cannot get out of as easy, and we regret being in the relationship. We regret it. But I implore you, if you're not too deep in it, please pay attention to your gut feeling. And a lot of that, the gut feeling, that's also, you know, for those that are saved, born-again Christians, have the Holy Spirit living within them. He gives you checks in your gut. Yes, you will get the check. Danger, beware. This is not all that it's cracked up to be. Daughter, son, pay attention to me. You know, so the Holy Spirit will nudge you. He will nudge you. And you will have a sense of discomfort or feeling drained after you've been with the person. Watch out for that. That's another sign that you've got to, you know, beware of that. Your attraction begins to get dark instead of, you know, the light that you saw when you first fell in lust. You know, that changes, and you begin to, I'm not so sure about this, you know. So that bright sunshine that used to be over their head, that aura that used to be around them when you would see them, has dissipated. You don't see that anymore. Pay attention to that. You may feel uncomfortable about how the person is treating you, but you're afraid that if you mention it, that you'll push him or her away. Again, these are signs that this may not be the right person for you to be with. You may not be the right person. There are a lot of people that have dealt with domestic violence, and the author of this article said that she has spoken to women in prison and in domestic violence centers, and where these women got these signs before the domestic violence started. They got these signs, and they didn't hear or listen to, not they didn't hear, they didn't listen to their inner voice. They didn't listen to the inner voice. Many women that had been in abusive relationships admitted that their gut initially told them something was wrong, but they ignored it. And this doctor here said that this was consistent with those that had been in domestic violence relationships. They did not listen to it. They said that they would meet a man, and at first he would be charming and sexy and sweep them off their feet. The electricity between the two people were amazing. So they would write off the voice that they heard in their gut saying, "You better watch out," excuse me, as fear getting involved. And when later the abuse began, they were already hooked by the time the abuse began. You know, because that all of that loving feeling, all of that, you know, he makes me feel good. He does the great things for me, da-da-da-da-da. You know, all of that has gone on and got you, hook, line, and sinker, got you. You are his now. And after that, you know, the stuff starts. The stuff starts, but it's after you are hooked. So be mindful, beloved. Be so mindful. Some gut instincts, she says here, some gut instincts, though, are anything but subtle. On a first date, one woman landed in the hospital with an IV, retching from psychosomatic abdominal pain. But did that stop her from seeing the guy? No. From these women, we gain a real-world lesson. No matter how irresistible someone appears, close attention to your gut will enable you to see beneath the exterior. So again, I mean, it is vitally important. It is vitally important, saints of God, that we listen to that gut feeling. Our spirit man resides there. That's where we get the note, you know, the nudging from the Holy Spirit. That's where it comes from. We will feel that in our belly. So, again, the difference between lust and love, lust and love. And we know that God himself is love. God is love. And so as we are dealing with our mates, or potential mates more so than our mates, as we're dealing with our potential mates, you need to be aware of yourself being in a good relationship, first of all, with God. You know, we can't define love without God being in it to the extent. We can talk about love. We have love, the love, you know, man to man, and I'm not talking about sexually man to man, humans, man and woman, whatever the case may be, you know, there is that love that's there, but the greatest love is the love that Christ had for us, that his Father and he had for us. And we need to be mindful of the things that he has set up for us and the things that he tells us that we should have in our relationships. You know, loving somebody is a beautiful thing. Let me just say that. Let me start there. Loving someone is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Being loved by someone is a beautiful thing. And being loved by someone and loving someone does not guarantee us happy ever after. You know, and they lived, you know, happily ever after, never a problem. No, there will be problems. There will be ups and downs in our relationships, you know, but even in the midst of all of that, the love that truly does conquer it all, the love that makes us stay and try to handle everything that's being dealt our way, the unconditional love. And again, I can't help but preface this because this was what hit me in my gut. Even when you have unconditional love for someone, if that person is physically abusing you, please do not stay in the relationship. Do not stay in the relationship. Now, get out, run for your life, do what you got to do to save yourself. Prayerfully and pray for that person to get help, psychological help, get the help that they need, deliverance as well. Babies, please, please protect yourselves and protect your children. Please protect them. Now, with that being said, mental abuse, verbal abuse, is to me is just as damaging, sometimes even more so. And oh God, I hate even saying this. You know, when somebody hits us, the bruise on our face will go away. That will go away. When somebody speaks horribly about you and demeans you, degrades you, and so forth, that is in our spirit. That goes inside of us and cuts to the core. And that's harder to get rid of than the bruise that we have on our face. So I'm saying that so that you'll understand that abuse is abuse. Abuse is abuse, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritual. Abuse is abuse. Please do what you can. Do what you can. Seeking God's instructions on how to handle things. Pray, pray, pray for your spouse. Pray and believe and trust God to help you through the different things that you may have to go through. And again, if you have to run for your life, if your life is in danger, if somebody is threatening to hurt you, if they're threatening to do something, don't take those threats lightly. Don't say, well, he would never do that to me. She would never do that to me. Beloved, after dealing with so many people with mental issues and so forth, trust me, we are not in the place to say what somebody will or will not do to us. I don't know whether it was Dr. Phil or who it was, or whether it was him or my mother or somebody, but I know that was said, when somebody tells you who they are, believe it. Now, I don't mean when they're telling you these lies, when you're in a honeymoon state or the rose-colored glasses state. I mean, if somebody is telling you that they will kill you or that they will hurt you, whatever the case may be, if they're telling you, don't you be walking around saying, oh, he would never do that to me. He's told you what he'll do. Believe him. Believe him. And take the necessary actions that you must take. Take the necessary actions. Boy, this went a little deeper than what I wanted to go. I was strictly going, you know, talking about the difference between lust and love, and it got us over to this place. But it is being in lust that can take us to this place. It is being in that stage in the relationship that we're in lust and the people doing the right things to get us hooked on them, and then once we're hooked, it's hard to get unhooked. It is hard to get unhooked, and you know, so we must be mindful. We must be mindful. Oh my goodness, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. If there's something that you would like to share, praise be unto God. Press 1 on your keypad and join the conversation. We have a few minutes left. I don't know if Minister Tabika wanted to say something. She has a doctor's appointment this morning. Praise be unto God. So I don't
I'm
know
here,
if
beloved.
She has to... Okay, you're here. Okay, go ahead and say what you would like to say, sweetheart. And then we have another caller that would like to share something as well.
Okay. Amen. So I would say I've been in situations where at that time I didn't have a relationship with God the way that I do now, but I still got that gut feeling that something mm-hmm. was off about this person. But I still decided to entertain them, I guess, because I didn't want to be by myself. So
mm-hmm.
I would accept and do things that I did not want to do just so that I mm-hmm. wouldn't be by myself. And this one guy that I wouldn't even call it dating. I don't know what it was. But I got this feeling in my spirit that it was something about him. And I ignored mm-hmm. it. I ignored it. And now that I can look back on it, I can say that God ended that relationship. And then one day, and I'm going to say now that it was the Holy Spirit, had me, for whatever reason, to go to the sexual offenders website. And
mm-hmm.
I put this guy's name in it, and he came up on the sexual offenders website.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. He could have did whatever to me. He could have raped me or anything. And I kept getting that mm-hmm. feeling in my gut, like something is off about him. Something is off about him. But I still decided to entertain him. It's like the things that we do just to say we have a man or somebody, you know, in our presence that may not be right for us. So sometimes
mm-hmm.
that loneliness can cause us to do things that we, you know, we shouldn't be doing, and cause us to be in relationship with people that we should never be in relationship with. But I do thank God that, you know, that guy did not rape me, because according to his background, he's on this website, something happened somewhere in his life where he violated someone. So, you
okay.
know, I'm just like Apostle said, when you have that unction in your gut, no matter how much this person is handsome, got all the muscles, you know, he might buy you things, whatever. When you have that feeling in your gut, please don't stay. Just please cut it off, because you'll be happier in the end, and you won't be thinking back like, oh, man, I had all the signs, and I still decided to stay, and now I'm getting beat every day. So just be mindful
mm-hmm.
of the Holy Spirit when he's pushing you, and you will hear the Holy Spirit say, leave, no, don't deal with this person. When you hear those things, please listen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, beloved. Thank you. And good morning to you, Michelle. How are you, beloved?
Good morning, Apostle Banks. Good morning, everyone. I'm doing well. I'm well. I'll just try to be as brief as I can, because I could really go on here. But I'm married, but I just have come out of an adulterous relationship, and it was lust that I was, you know, that I was in. It was lust, but I thought it was love, because it wasn't just about sex, you know. I cared about mm-hmm. the person, you know. I didn't want to just have sex. It was more than that. So anyway, I have just learned. So God has delivered me. I was under a curse. God revealed that mm-hmm. to me, and then he confirmed it through a sermon I listened to, and I'm just so glad and thankful to be out from under the curse, thankful to be right with God. I rededicated to God. I'm walking with him. I'm abiding in him. It was a learning lesson. So my lesson that I learned is yes and amen to God, whatever he says. If he say don't touch it, I ain't touching it. If he say do it, I'm doing it. I just need to be right with God. I need to have his peace. Yeah, it's God. It's yes and amen to him and nothing else. So the soul tie is broken. I'm just, the manifestation is just what I'm, you know, the manifestation is just what I'm waiting on, but I'm doing everything I need to do, but it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Just whatever God say do, just do. I have learned that.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. And I thank God for you always being so open and sharing, you know, so much. And again, that's what Heart to Heart is all about. And us sharing with one another will help save somebody else's life, you know. It will help save them spiritually. It can help save somebody's life physically. It is so important. It is so important. And I know we have listeners on here, you know, that come on and they will listen every week, and they probably have some things that they could share and, you know, to help somebody else. And I'm praying that the time will come where freely we know that we're in a safe place right here. We're in a safe place. So we can share heart to heart. We can share. So, again, Michelle, thank you so very, very much, sweetheart. I appreciate you to the utmost. And, yes, you are a ball of fire. God bless you, woman of God. You are a ball of fire. You know, and, again, it's because you're so grateful for what God has done. You're so grateful. And it shows. It shows. So keep up the good work, beloved. Keep up the good work. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. God bless you. God bless everyone.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you, sweetheart. Amen. So, folks, again, there you got it. You know, you heard it here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Pay attention to that gut feeling. Pay attention. Before we are born again and can acknowledge that it's the Holy Spirit telling us, you know, you do get these feelings still in your gut. You know, your subconscious is telling you this. The Holy Spirit is there telling you this. So pay attention, pay attention. I know I shared with y'all before about how I went to New Orleans on a trip with about 40 of us. And 39 of us came home, and my girlfriend stayed there for a week or so with a man she met there. Then she brought him back to Baltimore with her, and within a week she had been murdered by him. She had been murdered by him in that in lust stage, whatever it was that they and of course they ended up having sex the first day that she met him. And And that whole lusting after each other. And so they had a hot time for a week. She brought them back here and had some time. And I don't know what happened. I don't know how it turned. But the man was a murderer, and he ended up killing her. And it wasn't a pretty picture. It wasn't like he stabbed her once or shot her once. You know, he brutalized her. And all starting from lust. It all started from lust. So be careful, be careful. That's why the word tells us about the lust of the eye, the lust of the eye. So we must be very careful. We'll see something and think that it's good for us, and it is not necessarily good for you. Remember that the enemy does not come to us with a pitchfork and a long tail and pointed ears and red. The picture that they give us of the devil, that is not what the devil looks like. He looks like, you know, the man and or the woman that you desires. He looks like, you know, the very thing that you want. If you are a person that craves for fame and fortune, that's what he'll look like to you. That's what he'll look like. That's how he's coming to you. He's not coming to you in the ugly, disgusting-looking manner that he looks like, the way that he would be described in the Bible. He's not coming to you like that. When Lucifer was in heaven before he was kicked out, he was gorgeous. He was beautiful. He was absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. And all of the music, worship music, was played by him. He was an instrument himself. So no, he's not coming to you in a mean, nasty way. No, his approach is always that would deceive you, lure you in, entice you, motivate you. That's how he's coming to you. That's how he's coming to you. And then once he gets you hooked, he goes on to play the game. He goes on to play the game. So, beloved, I beseech you in the name of Jesus, if you're lonely, if you are by yourself, that's alone versus lonely. If you're a person that is craving and looking for love, look to Christ first and foremost. Let's look to Jesus. Find some godly friends. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. And just as Tabika said that she ran this person's name through the sex offenders website, please do your homework. Run the name through the website. Run it through the criminal background checks. Do it. Don't be so in love that you don't do a background check. Background everything that you can. Their criminal background, their credit background, the sex offender's background. Do yourself some due diligence. You'd be surprised at what you find out. You'd be surprised. I've had a couple of women, you know, from our churches. We had counseled with each other, and, you know, and it was recommended, you know, that they do the background check. So they found out some things. They found out some things, and it brought some relationships to an end. It pays to follow that gut feeling. It pays to follow it. All righty. Well, I thank God for each and every one of you. I, again, will say thank you to Brother Isaiah in Chicago, Illinois, in that area. Thank you for the topic of discussion for today. Thank you so very, very much. We have some good conversations. And sometimes I listen to you, Isaiah. Not all the time, but sometimes I do listen to you. So thank you so very much for this one. Thank you. excuse me. What is? I'm trying to think. Oh, for those of you that are here in the Baltimore area, I do encourage you, please, you know, to go to New Vision's website, which is www.newvisionforlife.com. Go to our website, check out the time of our service, and come by and visit us. Get the address from there and come by and visit us. I promise you, the Lord will meet you there. I promise you. You know, even when we have a service and it is not as high as the last service, no matter what, we still know that God is there. His presence is evident, and he keeps taking us higher and higher. So come get in the presence of the Lord. Enjoy the worship. Enjoy the word. Enjoy the love. Enjoy the love. Enjoy the people of God. So I do encourage you to come by and visit us. And if you do, let me know that you've been one of our followers on Heart to Heart. I definitely would love to meet you because you have been a follower on Heart to Heart. I don't know all of the numbers on here. You know, I know a few of the people's numbers. I don't know everyone's number. But I definitely pray that you come and visit us. Well, beloved, that is the end of our show today. Again, I thank you for your love. I know you're not in lust because you get up every Saturday morning and call in. So we're past the lust stage. This is a love thing we have going on. So please know that I do love you with all my heart. Take care. Be blessed. Have an awesome and safe weekend. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.